It's Anything Goes with Kim Burns. So here's your host, Kim Burns.
Welcome to Anything Goes. I'm Kim Burns.
And I'm Leslie Mueller.
Thank you for joining me. So we are so pleased to, again, have Joe here, who is the CEO of the Carver Center. And I just, Joe, I'm really bowled over by how much goes on at the center. Can you tell us, just start with what you're doing for the kids?
Hi, Joe.
Hello. Sure. Thanks for having me. Like Kim said earlier, the Carver Center has been around since 1943, and it really started as a after-school program back in 1943, and we sort of kept that core value throughout the past few decades.
So somewhere for kids to go if their folks weren't home, their folks are working,
right,
they don't
right.
have parents at home, whatever.
Sure. So it started as a child care function, and the way it works out today, we actually have 1,000 students over 6 different schools in Portchester, and it goes beyond just the child care function. It's really geared toward academic intervention, social and emotional learning, project-based activities.
Wow. But it's not a school.
No, but what we do is we used to have the after-school program with 125 students on site at our 400 Westchester Ave location. And what we've done is expanded it over the past 2 years to 1,000 students. And rather than bring the students to our site, we bring our staff to the school. So it's a school-based after-school program.
Really? What's the age range of kids? Is it kindergarten on up?
Or? Yeah, it's kindergarten through 8.
Through 8th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a teen program where those students come from the high school to our site. So,
well, that makes sense.
That's... And we have another 200 students in that. So really we're serving 1,200 students on a daily basis.
So when you send somebody out to a school, how does that work? Because I know that there will be teachers mm-hmm. that will have an issue with that, of outsiders coming in.
So we resolve that by hiring some of the teachers from the school day, which provides continuity from the school day. And then we backfill them with community educators, volunteers, graduates from Manhattanville. And so we really have a nice blended human capital.
And you're there from what time to what time? You arrive right after the school day
Yeah,
ends?
It's from 3 to 6.
From 3 to 6.
Yeah, so we do have them for 3 hours, and we do a myriad of activities.
So you also have a music program of sorts. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. This is a Saturday program called Acord. And the this is on its like 8th season. Rye Country Day School kids come in, volunteers from the high school, and teach our students on a volunteer basis musical instruction and musical intervention. And it's really like this one-on-one scenario where these high school students are paired with our the students in Portchester.
And what would
what
you
fun.
Say the yeah, really age great. Group is of your students versus the high school students from Rye Country Day?
Yeah, it's about, I would say, 4th grade to 6th grade are the age
yeah.
of our students. Mm-hmm. And that's I would say that that's where the sweet spot is. Some start a little bit earlier and some a little bit later. But I would say that that's where the core is.
I mean, the nice thing is that the Rye Country Day kids are getting probably community service bonus points, right?
Oh, sure. And this is like the wave. All of the, the Ivy League schools are looking for this service learning aspect, too.
So it provides important, them. Especially provides, when you're in that little
yeah, absolutely.
Bubble.
Well, not
yeah.
only that, but I'm glad that we're not sending those kids to Guatemala to build houses when they could go over to the Carver Center
sure.
and teach music. I mean, seriously.
Our own backyard.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a big proponent
need,
of that.
We need,
yeah.
we need help here, too, right?
Sure.
Right.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Portchester's a good location for that. It's very, very much in close proximity to Greenwich and Rye and Purchase. So all the students in those affluent communities can
right.
then
can give back.
Exactly.
It's key.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's talk about your seniors, because the seniors are...
Because we're getting there.
Well, speak for yourself, sister.
Yeah.
I know that the biggest thing is poverty and loneliness with mm-hmm. seniors. So what are they doing over at the Carver Center?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. We do have a monthly senior breakfast where we have about 35 to 40 seniors come in. We provide them with a meal. And our director of community and family services tries to get in, nutrition education classes, or the last thing that they had done was just like Zumba sitting down in your seat. So they had a Zumba instructor
senior
come in.
Zumba, I like that.
Senior Zumba while they're sitting down.
Zumba in a chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want the liability of I would not like that myself.
Exactly. I don't think our insurance company would like that. Yeah, right. You know. But that's the
what fun though. That's
yeah,
a riot.
So that's like I would say that that's the biggest thing that we do. And then there's a we do have a food pantry, so we have clients come in on a monthly basis, but some of our seniors are homebound. So we have this great service learning opportunity for the teens in our teen center where they go down to the food pantry and they first communicate with the seniors who are homebound and they put together packages for them. And then the teens in our program go and deliver the food to the seniors.
And visit with them. And they
visit
get a little,
with them,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So the teens were in need to begin with to a degree and now they're giving back, which makes them feel fabulous.
Yeah, no, it's something that we try and integrate, not just for the students from like a Rye Country Day, but for the students in Portchester, the at-risk students that we're trying to serve. There's a lot of value in providing them with service learning opportunities as well.
Oh, I think
absolutely.
It's huge.
It's a
I
great
mean, you
idea.
Know, nobody wants to grow up thinking that they were the taker.
Yeah.
You know, because that doesn't promote self-esteem, and you know that better than anybody.
Sure, and it's a function of pay it forward, right?
Absolutely.
So there's a ton of value.
There's always somebody worse shape than you are.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. So talking about paying, let's talk about raising money.
Sure.
Because these places don't run themselves. How do you do it?
There's a number of different ways that we try and raise money, and it's a never-ending cycle. So we
do our
mailings throughout the year, our annual appeal function. We do have an annual
event. You have an event?
Tell us about it.
Coming up, yeah.
The past 2 years, they usually happen sometime between the end of winter and into the spring. What we've done the past 2 years is called a Concert for Carver. We hold it at the Capitol Theater.
Yeah, your proximity is perfect.
That's great.
It's beautiful. We have a great partnership with them, and they do some other, you know, smaller supplemental fundraising efforts. But our big gala is a concert. Last year we had the Spin Doctors.
It's
kind of taste specific, but they put on a pretty good show.
What fun!
And then this past year we flew in a U2 cover band from Cali called Joshua Tree, and. You know, we were trying to get something that was less taste-specific and more broad. So U2 was, you know, a perfect genre, especially for our donor constituency. And these guys looked exactly like U2.
Funny.
The
they
lead
did?
Singer, I mean, he had the glasses, the hair. He looked like Bono.
Oh, right.
Sounded
right,
like
right.
Bono. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a really great show. And so, you know, the format is really we do opening remarks. And then the big moneymaker, one of our board members, Mike Kenny, gets up on stage, knows everybody in the room, does a live auction, and we'll raise about $100,000 just in that. And then another board member, Tom Murphy, comes on and does what's called a paddle raise. And he'll say, for $5,000, you can get this. And then people put up their paddles. And it'll be something that's Carver Center specific. Like, you can send 3 kids to the after-school program for a year for $5,000. And then we go down in
tiers.
That's
so much better because, you know, you sort of feel like sometimes you're sitting at these big, huge benefits and you go
the
through
paddles
the paddle.
Go up.
The
yep.
paddles
yep.
go up. And you sort of feel like, I don't get it. Like, where's the money going? Or, it's so much nicer to think it's going exactly
to. It can be very
to,
vague.
Yeah, sure.
And it gives you that human element, too.
Sure. Right.
You can really make a connection.
That's
to
really
where
smart.
Your dollars are going. So it's been really effective.
And how many people attend this function at the Capitol generally?
We had about 400 this past year, and which was up from about 330 the previous year.
Great.
So we have this trend of growth, which is nice.
So what do you find the biggest challenges to be at the – I mean, it's always money when you're running organizations like this. But what else do you see? Have you ever felt like you've lost the focus with some of the teens? I mean, that can be really tricky. Anything
it's – you know, the changes are ever – or the needs are ever changing, I guess is the best way of saying it. And there's always like these, you know, like with the opiate addiction epidemic and that type of thing, like that's a new epidemic. How do we respond
new challenge,
to that?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Needs are ever changing, especially in an area that is of lower socioeconomic status. So how do we tailor our programs or our services to respond to those needs as these trends sort of evolve?
Well, and do you have language challenges, I wonder? Because it's quite a changing demographic in Portchester, I know, since we've been in the area.
So the students in our program are about 75% Latino immigrant population. And so we do, especially when we're trying to do academic intervention at the after-school level,
You have to have bilingual teachers. I mean, right?
Yeah, we do.
You do.
And
yeah.
But you know, some of the students that we get in are not even literate in their own language, so there creates this major barrier of trying to, you know, assimilate, but then trying to get them literate in their own language.
Get them up to speed.
It's just, it's tough. It's a real challenge. So,
And, you know, and that is so scary for them to be in school and to be that far behind
lost.
The eight ball
and
not understand what's going on. Yeah. I mean, really tough.
And that's why it's so important, the 3 hours that we have with them every day after school program. That's additional time on task where they're
focusing
learning,
on,
but they're socializing. So there's functions of language acquisition through anything that we do, whether it be music or arts or just general socialization.
Are you able to help with ongoing education goals, or is that sort of out of your scope?
Right now we're doing, especially with the teens, a lot of college preparedness, SAT prep, goal setting too, just general goal setting, because college isn't necessarily a reality.
That's what
I'm
it's not on their radar, right? I'm sure. Yeah. So,
right, and they're not hearing that at home necessarily. For two, you know, if they've got two parents who are working
and they may
constantly
not be even
trying to
at school.
Well, that's true because there's so much emphasis on like Common Core and content that you know these other things like a trade job, for example, which would pay
which
very
could
well
be wonderful.
But
yeah,
not
exactly.
only that, you know, I think this country has gone crazy not encouraging the trade schools when, first of all, we need those skills out there. And university
not a bad
is
way
not
to
for
live
everybody.
Either. Yeah.
So, and especially kids who have fought and fought and fought, and maybe they have this fabulous skill and they could really help themselves and help their families in a short amount of time. A lot of those trade schools are a couple of years.
Sure. So we try and provide them with these other opportunities too, outside of just emphasis on content and academic intervention. And we'll provide them with like project-based activities. We're doing one right now where, you know, when you think about fine arts, you always think about like the talent, right? The singers and the musicians. But what we're trying to do is create this program where it's sort of the behind-the-scenes function, like the crew.
The reality of,
and like the lighting and the AV and the, you know, the writing of the songs.
You know, that's such a great
production idea
because I came from a creative field too, and I'm a proponent of you don't have to be just be able to draw. There's a whole world of creative positions out there that you don't hear about
but,
in school.
And not only that, but you can be on a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so cool for kids to be part of a big team, right?
Producing anything.
Yes.
Whether it's producing music or art or whatever it is.
Great for self-esteem.
Yeah,
it's a great
it's
idea.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, it's
and
wonderful.
Some kids, I'm sure, probably function from that other side of the brain anyway.
Yep. 100%.
And that's going to speak to them more than perhaps the
some of our
memorization.
Yeah, our introverted kids who don't want to be on stage, who don't want to be in the spotlight.
They don't know where
there's
they
still
fit.
A place for them.
That's how I am, Joe. Yeah. I'm a lot like that.
Yeah,
me too.
We're still looking.
Still trying
we're
to find myself,
sure.
Joe.
Can you finally find yourself as a senior?
Yes, you can. And I think that these after-school programs are particularly fabulous because actually regular schools have cut back on a lot of the arts programs and things like that for budget reasons.
Yep. So what do you do if you have a child who you think has a leaning towards that?
Send them to the Carver Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what else can we talk about, Joe, because we're going to have to take a break in a minute here.
Your socks?
Yeah, you want to talk about I did wear my funny socks today.
He's got funny socks, but we're not going to talk about them.
No.
Or you won't go to the Carver Center.
Yeah.
It starts with have a beautiful day. Right?
Yeah, so that's a good
you
start.
Figure out
so
the
that's
rest.
A good thing. That's a good thing. So let's say that folks want to donate or donate their time. What is the best way for them to reach your organization?
Yeah, we do have a great social media presence. We do have a brand new website too. It's www.carvercenter.org.
Easy.
And you can go on and read about our programs. You can look and see we work with over 50 partners from PepsiCo to Whole Foods to
I was going to ask
district.
You get a lot of great donations like that as far as goods?
Yeah, we do get commodities, and we pass those through our food pantry and community and family services. But we also have service learning opportunities and days of service where a team from like MBIA, for example, will come in and you know paint a room or something like that. And it's something that we will identify a need, and then we'll pair that with an entity like MBIA, for example, and they'll come in and we'll have this nice.
What is MBIA?
It's a financial services agency. So PepsiCo, I think, is probably more well-known. They do the same thing.
That's great. Yeah. And they're right around the corner from you. So
absolutely.
And they can bring the drinks.
And they can, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bring the drink. So, and the website address is?
www.carvercenter.org.
That's easy.
Easy, very easy.
That's easier than Molly's.
That's great, yeah. Molly's Belaine's. Okay, so CEO of the Carver Center, Joe, I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name. Give it to me again.
It's Kwasniewski.
Kwasniewski. I love it.
Joe, yeah, the miracle worker. How
it
about that?
It looks worse than it is. I mean, you just sound it out.
Right.
It's easy stuff.
Right. See, I need to Reading go to your after school
strength.
Program.
Yeah, sure. Come
I'm going to that senior Zumba.
She's going to sit in the chair over at the Carver Center. It sounds fabulous. Joe, thank you so much.